बॉलीवुड पार्क मुंबई डीमिस्टिफाइंग मूवी मेकिंग। 3 weeks अगो आई वॉज इन मुंबई टू स्पीक एट ओवरसीज ट्रेवल मार्ट और OTM। आफ्टर 2 years ऑफ लॉकडाउन एंड वर्चुअल इवेंट्स दिस वॉज अ वेलकम चेंज। ट्रेवल हाउसेज एंड टूरिज्म बोर्ड्स थ्रॉन्ग्ड द वेन्यू आफ्टर अ प्रोलॉन्ग्ड शैकल। इवन बॉलीवुड पार्क हैड अ पेविलियन इन द शो। This pavilion had a strong point of difference vis-a-vis others. They had a stage buzzing with live wire song and dance action by their energetic young performers. Performing to the Bollywood hits, the young troupe was setting the stage on fire and attracting young and old visitors to their stall. While there, I spoke to their team and they were gracious to invite me to visit Bollywood Park. They were throwing a party and organizing a deco for the delegates of OTM. Upon quizzing, they revealed the brief tour around the park would give a sneak peek into how they make movies and throw light on the history of Indian cinema. As a cinema aficionado, I attended. Bollywood Park. Unriddling of creation of make-believe. Before the party, the Bollywood Park staff ushered us into a small auditorium. An anchor and a stand-up comedian introduced the evening to us, and the show began with a well-researched film about the history of Indian cinema. The film revealed the milestones like the first film in India, Raja Harishchandra, 3rd May 1913, the first talkie film, Alamara, 14th March 1931, and the first color film in India, Kisan Kanya, 8th January 1937, etc. We then moved to another studio floor that could seat 100. The stage had a flat blue background. We learned it was a Chroma studio. They invited some of us to the stage and made us perform a short action that was filmed. Nothing elaborate, but just protest sloganeering. And they soon played that clip, and it showed us protesting inside a jail. Chroma just deletes the single colored background and allows the film editor to add a background and or a foreground of their choice. The world of sound. Next up, they shared a little known secret from the cinema sound industry: Foley effects. Specialized Foley artists create perfect sound effects that range from the pronounced, like galloping horses, skidding cars, thunderstorms, to the more subtle ones, like characters walking across different floors, brushing past each other, lighting a lantern, etc. It is Jack D. Foley, an American sound technician who did remarkable pioneering work in the field, after whom the term Foley effects is named. The next attraction, an adjoining sound studio, complete with professional quality song recording equipment. We sang and listened to our recorded voices. It amazed us how much difference professional recording makes to the recorded voice. Set design and props. After this brief tour, we went out of the auditorium and floated around Bollywood Park. It was a wondrous place with sets recreating an upmarket street, a king's throne, and more. As the evening warmed, we had a surprise visitor from Bollywood, the Bad Man. A much admired villain and character artist, Gulshan Garover, walked in and was happy letting us click selfies with him. While Ramoji Film City is a serious movie-making space, Bollywood Park is an exciting destination that allows common people a glimpse into the making of films. If the behind the scenes of cinema interest you, make a trip to Bollywood Park during your next visit to Mumbai. Pin the peep into Tinseltown.